Sky Racing Queensland form analyst Michael Maxworthy joining us. Maxie, a very good morning.
G'day, good morning to you. Yeah, we've got a great card coming up at headquarters at Eagle Farm tomorrow. The weather's been so good to us so far during the Queensland Winter Carnival, and it's going to be perfect weather by the looks of it tomorrow for Queensland Oaks Day, and then we're only 1 week away from the big Stradbroke meeting.
And, of course, the big story being Fireburn, and it's scratching yesterday.
Yeah, that was a shock. I couldn't believe that. I think after the Roses a fortnight ago, when she totally dominated, everybody was looking at her as the main chance tomorrow, despite the fact that she'd drawn wide. But the Keurig up here have mandatory testing of horses competing in Group 1s, and they weren't satisfied with her yesterday. She didn't pass. In fact, they said she was 2.5 lame out of 5. Gary Portelli said that that's pretty much her, and he knows her well. He said it hasn't bothered her in the past, but they withdrew her straight away. So that certainly opens up the Oaks a little bit.
What about in the Morton Cup, mate? Who do you like?
The Morton Cup, I'm going to go with Clemenso for Team Hawks. Lassie's had 12 starts, 5 wins, and a further 5 placings. He's one of these sprinters on the way up. He's got to go up another level to the Morton Cup's Group 2 standard, and I like him coming off Gosford, that takeover target the other day around that tight-turning track to the much bigger track at Eagle Farm. He's drawn a good barrier, and I think he's going to be hard to hold. At Quantico, punters are all over him because he was a good thing beaten in the Hortensia at Scone, but I'm just going to play Clemenso 7-11 each way in the Morton Cup.
What's your other best bets on the card, Maxie?
We're going to make it 6-3 Military Experts, around about $4, rather $3.70 now. Military Expert last spring ran third to Tuvalu in the two-rack handicap. A Group 1 was only beaten a length. Third up tomorrow, McDonald on, drops in the handicaps. I think it's the best bet on the card, 6-3 Military Expert. One of the bit of a price for the fillies and mares, race 5, number 11, Osmos, the Tim Clark Waterhouse Spot. Now, she's $12. She's a French import. Her 2 starts here in Australia so far have been good. And I think in a race that's totally void of speed, I think she'll go forward and be hard to run down. She's around about $12. So the best is 6-3 Military Expert. The best play each way, 5-11 Osmos. And the one that I'm really keen on now in the Oaks is 8-3 Renaissance Woman.
This is a good race too, Maxie. The Magic Millions National Classic. Who do you like in that?
The National Classic? I just felt that French horse of Waterhouse Spots was in the right race, Osmos. She was on pace at the Sunny Coast in the feature race for fillies and mares a few weeks ago, and I thought she held on quite well. And that particular race told me that she's got a little bit of gate speed, a bit of tactical speed. So I think she can make good use of the inside barrier and be handy tomorrow. So in that Magic Millions race, Osmos on a each way basis.
Okay, so just recapping Maxie's selections. His best, race 6, number 3, Military Expert, 370 with Tab. He's valued there, 5-11. Race 5, number 11, Osmos, $12 to win, 3-10 the place. In the Oaks, race 8, number 3, Renaissance Woman, $3.60. And in the Morton Cup, race 7, number 11, Clemenso, to beat Quantico there tomorrow. Has been well documented, that very unfortunate tail out of the Scone race. But Clemenso, 8.50 to win, 2.50 the place. Will be a great day at the farm there tomorrow, Maxie. Looking forward to it.
Okay, thank you, Jared. Have a good weekend, fellas.